These four people have never met before, but by working as a team, they have the chance to win thousands of pounds. There's just one thing standing in their way. The chaser. The chase is on. Welcome to The Chase. Can a team of total strangers beat one of Britain's finest quiz brains and take home thousands of pounds? I hope so. Let's meet them.
I'm Jonty, I'm 46, I'm an audio engineering lecturer, and I'm originally from Belfast.
I'm Heather, I'm 57, I'm a betting shop manager from London.
I'm Tim, 27, a firefighter from Southampton.
I'm Pat, I'm 71, I'm a retired civil servant from Gloucestershire.
And that is my team. Now, one by one, they'll try and bring as much money as they can down the table and into the team prize fund. But as always, hunting them down every step of the way will be the chaser. Anyone who gets caught loses their money and is out of the game. Make it back safely, though, and they'll go through to the final chase with a chance to win an equal share of that total prize fund. And first to face the chaser, it's Jonty. Welcome to the show, Jonty.
Thank you, Brad.
First up, now, you're originally from Northern Ireland, is that correct?
Yeah, from Belfast, yeah.
Right, what is it that you do?
I'm an audio engineering lecturer at Sutton University.
Oh, OK, fair enough. What do you get up to at your spare time?
A bit of quizzing, bit of karaoke whenever I get a chance.
What's your favourite karaoke tune?
Bit of Mustang Sally.
Really? All right, I like it.
Anything soul-y or bluesy.
Perfect. What else do you get up to? Any other interests?
I've got my own acoustic consultancy, so I do an awful lot of work with acoustics and sound insulation testing between dwellings and environmental noise. Used to be a fish and chip shop owner, a bit different from what I do.
Really?
Yeah.
What made you give that up?
I set this place on fire a couple of times, which didn't help.
Enough said. All right, and if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
We desperately need an extension on the side of the house. The family's getting bigger, and we could do with some extra living space.
Let's do that. Jonty, cash build around on its way. Each correct answer is worth £1,000. Are you ready?
I am.
I wish you luck. Your time starts now. What mythical beast appears on the badge of the Wales football team?
Pass.
Dragon. Which chef and former MasterChef presenter was famous for his spiky hair?
Nigel... can't remember.
Gary Rhodes. What is the only Shakespeare play title that begins with a J?
Pass.
Julius Caesar. India and what neighbouring country achieved independence in 1947?
Pakistan.
Correct. What two words appear in the titles of five Bruce Willis action films?
Die Hard.
Correct. Peter Gregory is a love interest for what Sebastian Falk's title character?
Puff.
Charlotte Gray. E2 to E4 is said to be the most common opening move in what board game?
Yes.
Correct. How many days old is the food in the nursery rhyme Peas Porridge Hot?
Five.
Nine. What name for the highest singing voice comes from the Italian for above?
Alto.
Soprano. Oh. In what sitcom was Frank Pickle the clerk to the parish council?
Vicar Dibley.
Correct. Anne of Cleves. Run out of time. Jonty, not bad, though. £4,000.
Awful.
I think you'll kick yourself when you watch this back. I think there's a couple more that you knew.
Yeah.
However, time now to face a chaser. But who, Jonty, will you be up against today? Will it be the Beast? Mark Labette, so big, he's got a job in the movies as a body treble. What about the Dark Destroyer, Sean Wallace, the human snooze button? Perhaps it could be the governess, though. Anne Hegley. You know, last week she was attacked by a vampire. She got bitten and he got frostbite. Or maybe it's the Sinner Man, Paul Sinner. Sharp as a whip and waiting to give you a tongue lashing. So, who do you want to take on?
The Beast.
Right, the Beast. Let's do this. Time to bring on the chaser. Not at all. Yes, it's the governess herself. Old Frosty Knickers. It is Anne Hegarty.
Hello, Jonty.
Hello, Anne. It's lovely to see you.
It's nice to meet you, too. I'm normally nice to people who serve fish and chips, but on the other hand, you've given it up, so I'm not bothered.
Yes. Let's put some money on the table, £4,000, 3 steps ahead of the chaser. You can now change your starting position if you wish, and if you wish to take a step closer to home, chaser will offer you...
£400.
But you'll get a top offer of, if you want to go closer...
£16,000.
Thank you. Have a chat with your team. Thank you very much. Pat.
Jonty. You need to get back here. I think your 4,000 will be plenty.
Yeah.
Just get back here.
Thank you. Tim.
£4,000 is a huge amount of money, so take that one, come back here.
Heather.
Yeah, 4,000's good. 16 would be even nicer, but 4 would be a great amount.
£4,000's a lot of money, £4,000. Thank you, Jonty. Let's face the table. Let's make a decision. 400, £4,000, £16,000.
I was hoping to do better than that on the original round. I'm going to go with the £4,000.
£4,000 it is, chaser.
We've got another of those cautious, wimpy teams, haven't we?
Sorry.
Not at all. I think nerves plays a part there in the cash builder. However, for £4,000, Johnsy, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. Representing England, a sprig of oak and what flower appeared on the £1 coin introduced in 2013? A, poppy. B, lily. C, rose. You've put rose. Why rose?
Because it's the national emblem of England. The national flower of England.
Correct answer is... Well played. Yeah, good start. Step close to home. Well done. Chase has put... That goes right with rose. Here's your next question. In the TV series Star Trek, the Vulcan dignitary who officiated at Spock's wedding was called what? A, Duran Duran. B, T'Pau. Or C, Kajagoogoo. You've put T'Pau.
Yep.
You know this?
Vulcan name, I'm pretty sure.
Correct answer is... Well played. Step closer to home. Chase has put... Goes right also with T'Pau. Very good.
Kajagoogoo would be illogical. And Duran Duran was a character in Barbarella.
Yes.
Yeah, he played by Milo O'Shea, I believe.
Indeed.
All right, and Kajagoogoo is the sound I make after too many beers.
She smiled.
Here's your next question. Who scored a penalty and won the match with his final competitive kick for Arsenal in the 2005 FA Cup final? A, Robert Pires. B, Dennis Bergkamp. C, Patrick Vieira. You've put Patrick Vieira.
Football's not my topic. It's a complete guess.
I'm an Arsenal fan, I forgot. all right, you put Patrick Vieira. The correct answer is... It's Patrick Vieira, well played. Step closer to home. Chaser has put... Yeah, goes wrong with Dennis Bergkamp. I totally forgot. Here's your next question. Game opens up. Should have gone for the 16K. Capsizing a boat is called what? A, turning dolphin. B, turning octopus. Or C, turning turtle. Turning turtle. You've put turning turtle.
Yeah. Well, turtles have the... When it turns over the shell, or the bottom of the boat looks like a turtle shell.
Correct answer is... You're very good at this game, I've got to say. Step close to home, turning turtle is right. Chaser has put... Goes also with turning turtle. And remains the four behind. We are one from home. Here's your next question. Should have gone for the 16 grand. Here's your question. The star on which country's flag has the most points? A, Israel. B, Jordan. C, Puerto Rico. You've put Puerto Rico.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Israel and Jordan have six stars on each, but I think Puerto Rico has more than that. I can think a yellow sun sort of type of thing in my head.
Correct answer is to go through with four grand. Oh. Jordan is the right answer. Staying where you are. Chase has put. Okay. Goes wrong with Israel.
No, I thought Jordan and Puerto Rico both had five each.
Right. Here's your next question. Which of these is not the name of an act that's had a UK chart hit? A, Snap. B, Crackle. C, Pop. You've put... Crackle.
Yeah. Snap had a hit with Rhythm as a Dancer. Can't remember what Pop had a hit with, but there's been no top 10 or no
How
hit.
Do you know this stuff?
I was a DJ for 13 years. I'm so glad I got some music.
Well, he kept that under his hat. Nice work. Good job, Johnsy. You put Crackle to go through with four grand. Correct answer is... Well played indeed. Bronto. Bronto. Should have gone for the 16K. Oh, Chaser?
Yes, you should. As it is, I've been battered by the chip shop owner.
Very good.
Very salty.
Yeah, like it. Johnsy? You are through to the final
chase.
Well done, mate.
Cheers.
Congratulations. Great start for the team. Well, and four grand.
Yes,
indeed. All right, brilliant stuff. Good player.
Yes, Padilla didn't back himself.
Bit nervous, I think, in the cash builder. Consequently, it's sort of...
I think it's a rather nervous team.
You do?
I think so.
We shall see. Next to face the chaser, it's Heather. Welcome to the show, Heather.
Thank you.
A betting shop manager from London.
That's right.
How long have you been working in a betting shop?
Well, I had worked for them for 16 years, but I'm on a kind of break at the moment because I need to have my knees replaced.
Oh, no!
Yeah, but soon I'll be bionic, so...
Yeah, absolutely. All right, if you won some money, what would you do with it?
I would like to buy a motorbike.
All right, what sort of bike do you want?
The dream would be to have a Harley.
Oh, brilliant. All right, Heather, let's get you this Harley Davidson. Should we do that?
Yeah.
I wish you luck. Your time starts now. When standing your ground, what part of your shoes are you said to dig in?
The heels.
Correct. Duffman is the mascot of the local brewery in what cartoon series?
Simpsons.
Correct. What cradle demonstrates the laws of the scientist it is named after?
Newton's cradle.
Correct. In the Pied Piper of Hamelin, what rodents fought the dogs and killed the cats?
Rats.
Correct. Water's Reach in Trafford was renamed after which ex-Manchester United manager?
Pass.
Alex Ferguson. How many siblings founded the Warner Brothers film company?
Two.
Four. What letter appears three times at the beginning of many internet addresses?
W.
Correct. What country topped the medals table at the 2010 Commonwealth Games?
Canada.
Australia. Which DJ founded the yearly Big Beach Boutique in his hometown of Brighton?
Fatboy Slim.
Correct. The litter of what animal is known as a pharaoh?
Pig.
All out of time.
Mm.
Pig's right.
Yeah.
But out of time. Very good. £6,000.
Oh.
That's very good.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Time to face the chaser.
Hello, Heather.
Hello, Anne.
You like Harley Davidsons?
I do.
Oh, remind me to tell you about the time I joined the Californian Hells Angels.
Oh, I would,
they've
yeah.
never been the same since.
Oh, I can imagine. Let's put some money on the table. Not a bad cash bill at all. Here we go, £6,000. If you wish to take a step closer home, Chaser will give you a lower offer of...
£1,000.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the Chaser, the offer will be...
£30,000.
30 grand. Oh. Have a chat with your team. There you go. Pat.
Well, the 1,000 is a pretty decent low offer. Yeah. The 6,000 added to his will be 10. That's great.
Yeah.
30,000, get back. That's the important thing. Get back here.
Tim.
Strength in numbers, so take the 6 and come back here.
John T.
Yeah, I reckon he's absolutely right. But the 30 would be good. I regret not going for the 16.
All right, here we go. Let's face the table in, Heather. All right, we have 1, 6 or 30 grand. What'll it be?
I'll have to stick with the 6. I'm tempted, but I haven't got the nerve to go for the
That's fine. 6 it is, Chaser.
Yeah, like I say, nervous team.
Mm.
Here we go. Oh. Heather, for 6 grand, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. Which city gives its name to a large deep sink with vertical sides? A, Belfast, B, Glasgow, or C, Cardiff? You've put Belfast.
Yeah, I've heard the Belfast sinks.
Yeah, we know that, Jonty, don't we?
We do, yeah.
Yep, correct answer is? Yep, Belfast sinks. I used to wash in my nan's Belfast sink when I was a kid. Seriously, people don't realise now, young kids of today, they don't know what it's like. They have no idea. Standing there on the sink, washing away with the neighbours looking in.
That's right.
Yeah. I was 27. It's very embarrassing. Chaser has put... Goes right, they'll say with Belfast, yeah.
Belfast things are very trendy nowadays.
They are indeed. And sturdy.
Yes.
Sturdy.
Sturdy, yeah.
Sure. Here's your next question. If a legal case is heard in camera, how is it dealt with? A, in public, B, on video, C, in private. You've put... In private?
Yes. I'm sure it is. In camera, sort of in secret.
I've never heard that. Never heard of it. So that must be Latin then, is it? In camera?
I think so, yeah.
OK. Correct answer is, never heard of it. Well played. Step close to home. In camera's right, in private's right. Chaser's put. Very good. Yeah, in private. Latin?
Yes, in camera means in a room. It's related to the word chamber.
Ah, thank you. Here's the next question. The Japanese created fictional character Hello Kitty is missing what facial feature? A, eyes, B, nose, C, mouth. You've put mouth.
I'm not really sure. I know it's not eyes. I think it's a mouth, but...
Correct answer is... Very good. Step closer to home. Chase has put... Also goes with mouth. Pretty standard question. Doing well. Chase is still three behind. We're two from home. Here's your next question. The Victoria Cross medal features a lion on top of a what? A, crown, B, shield, C, sword. You've put... crown.
I think so. Yeah, it's got a picture of, like, the crown and the lion on top of it.
Correct answer is... Very good. Ooh. Heather, you are a good player.
I'm impressed with myself.
Yeah, well, you're a good player. Chase has put... goes right also with crown, yeah. Very good. Awarded... when did they start getting...
Awarded? The 1850s, I think.
Right. OK. Chase is three behind. We are £6,000 and one from home. Get this right, we'd have had two goes at 30 grand. Here's your question. Good luck. Hope it's your last. That means you've got it right and you're through. Which of these is a type of salmon? A, chum, B, pal, C, buddy. You have put... buddy.
I don't think it's chum. Isn't chum the stuff they throw to attract sharks when they're... fishing, but out of the other two, I really don't know.
No idea myself. You've put buddy to go through with £6,000. Correct answer is...
Oh, it is chum.
Staying chum. It is staying where you are. Time for the chaser to close the gap, maybe. Chaser's put... goes wrong with pal. That's good. Stays equal.
I thought it might be one of those Native American words like Chinook.
Sure. Here's your next question. In which of these card games are jokers used as wild cards? A, canasta, B, bridge, C, old maid. Ooh, Chaser knows this. She's pressed very quickly. You've put... canasta.
I know it's not bridge, and I don't think you have jokers in old maid, so... least canasta.
Do you play cards yourself?
I used to play bridge a long time ago.
Yeah.
But not so much now.
OK, you've put canasta. If it's right, you're through with £6,000. Good luck. Correct answer is... well played, Heather. Very good indeed. Very good. Very sound performance, I have to say. Chaser?
Yes, I think it's a reasonably competent team and they haven't got the courage to back themselves.
Maybe a lack of risk-taking. We'll see what the other two players bring along, but nonetheless, Heather is through alongside Johnsy into the final chase and there is £10,000 in the prize fund. Tim is up after the break. Can he add to it? Find out in a minute. Welcome back. Next to Face the Chaser, it's Tim. Welcome to the show, Tim.
Really?
From Southampton.
Yes.
And what do you do for a living?
I'm a firefighter. I've been a firefighter for 7 years.
Wow.
Yeah, my dad's a firefighter, so I just took after him.
All right, and how long did it take you to train for that?
It's about 4 months in training school,
yeah.
Then your development for 2 years, and once you've passed your NVQ, you're deemed competent.
Wow.
Yeah.
A lot of training.
A lot of training.
It's good, mate. It's good.
Training.
Yeah, I bet. OK, what do you get up to in your spare time? Not that you have much, because you must do split shifts and everything. So
yeah, we do split shifts, but in my spare time, I get 4 days off every 8 days.
Right.
I do extras work in films and TV.
Oh, OK.
So my most famous film I've been in is Skyfall, James Bond.
No.
Yes.
What was you doing in that?
I was a firefighter.
That was good.
Moonlighting, yeah, as a firefighter.
Good for you.
And I've also been in Dark Knight Rises as a doctor and a few Downton Abbey episodes.
Very good. What was you in Downton Abbey? Not a firefighter.
No, not a firefighter.
A farmer.
Farmer.
Good for you. All right, excellent stuff. And if you want some money today, what would you do with it?
I'm getting married very soon, a couple months' time, right. And we're going to do a bit of travelling, so all the money will help go towards the honeymoon.
Yeah, good for you. All right, OK, let's do that. Let's get you on a honeymoon, Tim. I wish you well. Your time starts now. The Dingo Dollar Challenge is a feature in what Anton Deck TV show?
Saturday Night Takeaway.
I'm a Celebrity. Which child of Princess Anne was 2006 eventing world champion?
Zara Phillips.
Correct. Gyratory traffic flow system was an early name for what road junction?
Roundabout.
Correct. Will Barrow and Scotty Dog pieces were added to what game in the 1950s?
Lovely.
Correct. What New York borough features in the title of two films directed by Woody Allen?
Pass.
Manhattan. The lutine bell was traditionally struck how many times for good news?
Three.
Twice. What animal is the gentleman who attempts to trap Jemima Puddle Duck?
Dog.
Fox. The gender symbol for female is also the symbol for what planet?
Jupiter.
Venus. A dark room with a tiny hole that projects an image from outside is a camera what?
Lens.
Obscura. The name of what US state comes from the Spanish for mountainous area?
Montana.
Correct. The measure of inflation known as CPI. No time to get there for you, Tim. $4,000.
Thank you.
That's all right.
It's all right, happy with it.
Well played. You a gambling man?
Not much, no.
Disaster. Time to face the chaser.
Hello, Tim.
Hi, Anne.
I do like a man in uniform.
Thank you.
But you're not in uniform, so I don't care.
Let's put some money on the table. £4,000, 3 steps ahead of the governess. If you wish to take a step closer to home, the lower offer will be...
£1,000.
But a step closer to the chaser will get you an offer of...
£40,000.
Thank you. Have a chat with your team. Pat.
Again, she's been generous with the low offer, so if you want to go that way, that's fine. Or the £4,000. That's fine. Just get back.
Thank you.
Heather.
Just get back.
Well, she has had a few questions wrong, so it might be worth going for the big one, but I would be happy with the £4,000.
Jonty.
Yeah, get back. We both regretted not going for the bigger amount. I think you could do it, but get back no matter what.
Thank you.
Thank you. I think Pat in seat four is playing a very cautious game. £1,000, £4,000, £40,000. Tim, what'll it be?
I'm going to go for the £4,000 and get back.
Good for you. £4,000 it is, Joseph.
Of course Pat's playing a cautious game. This is a team of timid zombies. Wake up, all of you.
So unnecessary. Tim, for £4,000, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. Which film star said by remaining a clown, it placed him on a far higher plane than any politician? A, Charlie Chaplin. B, Norman Wisdom. C, Steve Martin. You've put... Charlie Chaplin.
Yep, famous for playing a clown.
I reckon you're right. Correct answer is, gotta be him. Yeah, Chaplin is correct. Step closer to home. Chase has put... Yeah, it goes right with Charlie Chaplin. Here's next question. In what Michael Jackson music video does the pavement light up as he dances on it? A, Smooth Criminal. B, Billie Jean. C, Thriller. You've put... Billie Jean.
Pretty confident on that one.
Correct answer is... Well played. Step closer to home. Billie Jean is right. Chase has put... All goes wrong with Thriller. Hello.
That was my fault for talking about zombies. I obviously had them on my mind.
Here's your next question. Come on, Tim. We can do it. Which of these sports was on the programme at the 1920 Summer Olympics? A, bobsleigh. B, curling. C, ice hockey. You've put... ice hockey.
Yeah, I don't think it's bobsleigh. So it's, I just guess between curling and ice hockey. I think that's quite confident, that one.
Correct answer is... Well played. Step closer to home. Ice hockey it is. Chase has put... Goes wrong with bobsleigh. Game opens up immensely. Look at that. We're 5 ahead and 2 from home. Here's your next question. Regina George is a character in what American high school film? A, Heathers. B, Mean Girls. C, Clueless. You've put Mean Girls. You know this?
Not seen any of them, but I've never heard of Heathers, but I've heard of Mean Girls and Clueless, and it was just a guess.
Correct answer is... You've got it right. Step closer to home. Mean Girls is correct. Chaser's put. Also goes with Mean Girls. Chaser gets one right for a change. Remains the five behind with one from home with $4,000. Look at that.
Should have gone for the higher.
Well, of course you should have. We did tell you. If you get this right, we'd have had four goes. Four goes at $40,000. Here's your question. Wasn't it good? Wasn't he fine? Isn't it madness? He can't be mine. Are lyrics from which song? A, Memory. B, I know him so well. C, Any dream will do. You've put Memory.
Not too sure on this one. From musicals, but I just had to guess this one. And we've had a lot of B's and C's, so I went for A.
That's not how you play the game. $4,000, here we go, to go through with $4,000. Correct answer is... I know him so well, staying where you are. Chaser has put. Goes right with I know him so well. Starts to come down the table. I think it's probably too late, Ben.
From chess.
Yes, it is indeed. Here's your next question. Which of these countries is the largest in area? A, Belarus. B, Belgium. C, Belize. You've put Belize.
Yeah, Belgium, I think, is a pretty small country. Belize, I'd like to go there one day. I think it's pretty large an area.
Okay. You've put Belize. Correct answer is to go through with $4,000. Belarus, staying where you are. Chaser has put. Goes right with Belarus. Now, here she comes, moves to within three. Here's your next question. In the terminology of cycling, snake bite is a type of what? A, pump. B, puncture. C, brake. You've put puncture.
Has to be snake bite.
Yeah.
Biting in.
Yeah. All right, let's do this. If puncture is correct, you're through alongside Jonty and Heather. Good luck. Correct answer is... Yes. Well played, Tim. Brilliant. Very good. Chaser.
Yes, and you still could have brought home the top offer.
Absolutely.
I wonder if it's worth even offering Pat a top offer. Nope, she's shaking her head.
We shall see, we shall see. Not to worry about Pat just now. Tim's the man in a moment. You. Congratulations, you're through to the final chase. All very good indeed. All right, $14,000. Three up, three through.
I'll have to get rid of Pat now.
Well, we shall see. So, only one more for a full house. Pat's up after the break. Can she add to the $14,000 or will she take away? Find out in a minute. Welcome back. Last up, it's Pat. Welcome to the show, Pat.
Thank you, Bradley.
OK, you're retired now, is that correct?
Yes, I am.
What did you did for a living?
I worked for the Department of Defence and I got a final assignment over here and was able to retire here.
Oh, OK. Whereabouts in the States are you from originally?
I'm an Army brat, so we travelled a lot. But I lived and worked in Maryland as a government worker for about 30 years before coming here, so...
Right, so maybe questions before that time, then very, very tricky
for I have
for
some
you.
Big holes.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, what's your favourite subject?
I'm not bad at history.
Yeah.
Classical music.
Good.
Not that good at pop, terrible at sport.
Right,
okay. So, just fingers crossed. Literature, you know, a lot of things. Old films.
Sure, fair enough. And if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
Well, I'm travelling a lot now that I'm free to be able to do it. But my travel plans for this year are full up. And I'm hoping next year to go for 4 to 6 weeks back to the States before
right.
I get too old to do it.
Okay.
So...
All right, well, let's do that. Pat, I wish you well. Your time starts now. TV Times originally only listed TV programmes from what channel?
BBC One.
ITV. What word for a person who seeks fame is the title of a Spice Girls number one?
Pass.
Wannabe. In what century did Sigmund Freud publish The Interpretation of Dreams?
20th.
19th. Traditionally, maypoles were symbols of fertility in what season of the year?
Spring.
Correct. What series of children's books did Roger Hargreaves begin in 1971?
Pass.
Mr. Men. Kobe Bryant is the youngest player to score 30,000 points in what league?
Pass.
NBA. Which Gone with the Wind character says, "Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn"?
Rhett Butler.
Correct. What university is in the same town as the Royal and Ancient Golf Club?
St. Andrews.
Correct. Which actress has daughters called Serafina and Violet Affleck?
Ben Affleck's daughter.
No, it's Jennifer Garner. What's the only number between 50 and 60? No time to get there for you, Pat. £3,000.
Oh, bad.
Yeah, but there were some questions there that were completely out of your arena, completely. And I know, Pat, that you're a gambling girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're really going to go for it. OK, you ready?
Yes.
Time to face the chaser.
Hello, Pat.
Hello, Anne.
Well, I think my best chance of avoiding a full house here is going to be lots of questions about 1970s Britain and pop music.
You're right. And for both of us, it would be sport.
That's exactly it. We'll put some money on the table. £3,000, there you are, if you wish to take a step closer to home. Chaser will offer you...
-£2,000.
But a step closer to the chaser will get you an offer of...
I don't know why I'm offering this. You won't take it. £46,000.
Thank you. Have a chat with your team, Pat. Tim.
-2,000, I think, is a bit insulting for you. Let's get a full house, come back here, take the three.
Heather.
Go for the big one. She's falling apart. One of us has got to do it.
John T.
You're more than capable of doing the big one, but we do want you back here.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, thank you, team. Right, we have -2, 3,000 or £46,000. Pat, what'll it be?
Well, I had always said that if it was a reasonable offer, I'd go on the low, because I have got big holes since I'm not from round here.
Sure.
But that's awful. So I'll stick with the 3,000 and just hope that I get a good bunch of questions.
Thank you, £3,000 it is, Chaser.
Honestly, I could have predicted that so far back.
Here we go. Pat, the £3,000, the chase is on. I wish you well. Here comes your first question. Which famous writing dame appeared in Coronation Street in 1961? A. Barbara Cartland. B. Beryl Bainbridge. C. Muriel Spark. You've put... Barbara Cartland. Yeah.
It's got to be.
Sure.
I mean,
absolutely.
I mean, I wasn't here and I don't watch it, but...
That's
I hope that's the right answer.
Correct answer is... Beryl Bainbridge, staying where you are. Chaser has put. Goes right with Beryl Bainbridge.
I associate Bainbridge with the northwest of England, Liverpool, mainly.
Right.
So I thought it wouldn't have been that much of a problem for her.
Here's your next question. The first two presidents of the USA were in what party? A, Federalist, B, Constitutionalist, or C, Patriot? You've put Federalist.
I'm really not sure whether it's that or constitutionalist. And watch, it's going to be patriot.
Correct answer is? Well played, Federalist is correct. Step close to home, chase is put. Goes right with Federalist. Who were they?
Washington and Adams.
Thank you. Here's your next question. According to the superstition, you will stir up strife if you stir with what utensil? A, a knife. B, a fork. C, a spoon. You put a knife. Yeah, rhymes with strife.
Yeah.
Correct answer is... Of course, it's knife. Step closer to home. Chase has put. Goes also with knife. Here's your next question. Which of these birds of the British Isles is not migratory? A, nightingale. B, cuckoo. C, a barn owl. You've put barn owl. Gotta be.
I hope so. I'm pretty good on local birds. I know the cuckoo migrates. I'm not sure of a nightingale. There's so few now. And I really don't know about the barn owl, but that's a guess.
Correct answer is... Well played. Barn owl is correct. Step close to home. Chase is put. Goes right with barn owl.
Yes, I was also not quite sure between barn owl and nightingale, but I figured it could just sort of sleep in a tree all winter.
Here's your next question.
Or in a barn.
Or in a barn.
Or in a barn.
Here's your next question. In which country was singer Peter Andre born? A, Australia. B, Cyprus. C, United Kingdom. You've put Australia.
Total guess. I've heard of him.
Yeah. Correct answer is United Kingdom is the right answer. Staying where you are, Chaser has put. Goes wrong with Cyprus. Tricky question.
Yay.
Yep, neither of us is that good on our pop music.
Now.
Here's your next question. What type of stone is used in the process that makes denim stonewashed? A, pumice. B, granite. C, flint. You've put pumice.
It's the stone you use in washing. You even wash your hands with it. That makes sense. Granite is so hard. Flint would cut it up.
Sure. Correct answer is? Well played. Step closer to home. One away with $3,000. Pumice is right. Chaser has put. Also goes with pumice. Two from us. We're one from home. Good match again. One more question right. We're through and it's a full house. Here's your question. Stride piano is a style of playing associated with what music? A, hip-hop. B, jazz. C, punk. You've put jazz.
No idea. Punk doesn't sound like it uses piano anyway, does it?
No. You put jazz. If jazz is right, you're through and it's a full house. Correct answer is? Well played.
Yay.
Jazz it is. Well done. Pat, well played. Chaser.
I can't believe you didn't actually know that.
No, I didn't know that. But then I was thinking, yeah, boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom.
That's actually boogie woogie, but yeah.
Well, it's still,
that's exactly what it is. Boom, 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 boom. There you go. Well, full house, Mrs.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
It's a question of how well they work together at the end.
Yeah, all about teamwork. Pat, congratulations. You are through to the final. Chase, my dear.
Well done.
Congratulations.
Oh, I was getting worried there.
Very good indeed.
Now's the
entire team are through to the final, Chase. Total prize fund is $17,000. That is £4,250 each. Will Pat get back to the States? Find out after the break. Have you got what it takes to beat a chaser? Do you think you could grapple with the governess? Then why not apply to be on the show? Go to itv.com/beontv. Come and have a go. You know you're clever enough. The chase is on. Welcome back. We have a full house, folks. The entire team, yes, have made it through to the final chase. There's $17,000 in the prize fund, £4,250 each. During the break, the team had two sets of questions to choose from for the final chase, set A or set B, and you have selected set
B.
Set B. That means, of course, the governess gets set A. Four of you have made it through to the final. That means you get a four-step head start on the chaser. That's a massive advantage. Please make that pay. Good luck. Your time starts now. Adult, please, only feed on what liquid?
Agar.
Blood.
Correct. Carmen Miranda sang, I make my money with what fruit?
Jonty.
Bananas.
Correct. A half sovereign coin was worth how many shillings?
Jonty. Us.
10. Which author wrote the Fudge series of children's books?
Jonty.
Pass.
Judy Blume. Operation Crusader took place during what war?
Neither.
World War II.
Correct. What TV cartoon family lived in Orbit City?
Tim.
The Jetsons.
Correct. Windsor Racecourse stands on the banks of what river?
Neither.
Thames.
Correct. Gordon Brown stepped down as Prime Minister in what year?
Jonty.
Pass.
2010. What colour are Pontefract cake sweets?
Hat.
Black.
Correct. What kind of bus did The Who sing about in 1968?
Jonty.
Magic bus.
Correct. The partridge belongs to what family of game birds?
Jonty.
Pheasant.
Correct. What country was once the British-ruled province of East Bengal?
Hat.
India.
Bangladesh. The Thermidor coup took place in what revolution?
Heather.
Russian.
French Revolution. America's CMA awards are given to musicians in what genre?
Hat.
Country music.
Correct. A matcha is a Japanese powdered form of what drink?
Jonty.
Sake.
Green tea. What two-dimensional figure has a radius and circumference?
Heather.
Circle.
Correct. The name of what English town is Note spelt backwards?
Heather.
Eton.
Correct. What is the medical name for the lower jawbone?
Jonty.
Mandible.
Correct. What's the basic unit of length in the metric system?
Heather.
Metre.
Correct. Didn't It Rain is the second blues album by which UK actor?
Pat.
Pass.
Hugh Laurie. Georgia is a female version of what boy's name?
Heather.
George.
Correct. How many judges score a professional boxing world title fight?
Jonty.
Three.
Correct. Victorians called what meat product little bags of mystery?
Pat.
Meatballs.
Sausages. A Prisoner of Birth is a novel by which former politician? Would have been Jeffrey Archer. OK, 19 steps.
Not too bad.
Happy with that?
Yeah.
Ish, yeah. We need some knockbacks, but yeah.
As long as she only gets 18, I'm...
You well think... well, let's see. OK, let's see. All right, it's time to bring back the chaser. Very respectable.
That's a good target.
Yes.
Although, I think I might fancy my chances.
There's a bit of confidence for you. However, if the chaser gets a question wrong, then the team get it right. They push her back one step. It is now time for the final chase. Chaser, your time starts now. JM is the internet domain for what Caribbean country?
Jamaica.
Correct. The Tavern Stand is a feature of what famous cricket ground?
Lords.
Correct. In what long-running TV comedy did Auntie Wainwright appear?
Oh, Last of Summer Wine?
Correct. Ghana lies on the Gulf of where?
Guinea.
Correct. How are the eggs usually cooked in the dish egg mayonnaise?
Hard-boiled.
Correct. What tennis score, apart from game, can follow advantage?
Juice.
Correct. Which Beatle released the 80s single When We Was Fab?
Ringo Starr.
Stop the clock. That is wrong.
It's either McCartney or Lennon's, OK? McCartney?
I think it was McCartney. Yeah.
Go with it. Yeah. You're the DJ.
Yeah.
Paul McCartney.
It's wrong.
Oh.
Correct answer is George Harrison.
Ah.
All right, here we go. Your time starts now. Agrippa was the powerful deputy of which Roman emperor?
Augustus.
Correct. What animals are Disney's Bianca, Gus and Minnie?
Mice.
Correct. What Japanese car company makes the Cube model?
Cube. Nissan?
Correct. Grantchester Grind was the sequel to what Tom Sharp novel?
Boardhouse Blue.
Correct. How many letter L's are there in the word parallel?
Three.
Correct. Which major planet of the solar system has the longest year?
Neptune.
Correct. Rulers of Iran had what title until the revolution in 1979?
Sharp.
Correct. Which womble is named after one of the Channel Islands?
Alderney.
Correct. What's Denmark's most populated city?
Copenhagen.
Correct. Straw is a shade of what primary colour?
Yellow.
Correct. In Formula One, what does the D stand for in DRS?
Oh, diesel.
Stop the clock. That is wrong.
Dynamic is the first thing that came into my head, but I don't know.
Yeah, dynamic sounds right.
I have no idea. So go with dynamic.
Yeah.
We'll go with dynamic.
Is wrong. Correct answer is drag. Chaser, your time starts again now. The Rococo style of design originated in what French city?
Paris.
Correct. What species of worker bee dies after it stings humans?
Species. Honeybee.
Correct. What measurement of vertical distance is shortened to HT?
Height.
Correct. Two opportunities of pushback, none executed, caught with 19 seconds remaining. We'd have probably needed 25 there. Tough when they're on that form.
Yep.
Did say, though, to be fair to you.
Yeah, 19, that's a good score. There's nothing to be ashamed of in getting a 19.
Yeah, however, thoroughly enjoyed playing alongside you, but I've got to take away the £17,000 and tell you that Pat, Tim, Heather and Jonty, you have been caught. For you, the chase is over. Chaser.
Yes, they did do very well, but I did better.
There you have it.
Well, yeah.
So humble in triumph. However, Chaser takes out my team with 19 seconds remaining and they go home empty-handed. Could you take money from a Chaser? Well, then please come and have a go if you think you're clever enough. We'll see you next time on The Chase. Goodbye.
potato.